What's up, y'all, and welcome back to the Jen Mama podcast channel. Today, I have a topic for you that I have been thinking about and researching for a while. I'm going to get into it in just a little bit. But before we do that, I want to just let you guys know that this is going to be a little bit different in terms of the video format. I typically have a script. I will edit, I will re-edit, I will cut and chop and do all that stuff just to make sure I get a concise video out for you guys. But today, something is a little bit different. I did not eat before starting my fast today. I am tired. It's 6:03 p.m. I'm hungry. We still have an hour and a half before I can eat, an hour and 45 minutes really before we can eat. So I just don't have the energy to say the same sentence four times to try to get it right. So you are getting the raw format of this episode. I'm gonna try to not edit, unless I make like a very big mistake, I'm gonna try to not edit. I'm gonna try to just give you guys my thoughts and my feelings as raw as possible, because this is a topic that I am very interested in, and so it might actually be a good experiment to talk about it in a way that isn't too scripted and just get my thoughts out. And as I'm thinking about it, I'm probably gonna have to do multiple series on this topic, because we have to lay some of the groundwork and then get deeper into the topic of like, what is going on here? All right, so the topic of the day, I've been talking about the topic. Here's the topic. The topic is parenting styles in the Senegalese community. And so when I was doing research, I first wanted to just learn about the different types of parenting styles. So that's where we're going to start with, and I'm going to be sharing some screenshots in the video. If you are listening to the audio format, I'll be sharing some links that you can refer to, articles that I was, you know, researching and looking up for this episode, and that's really going to help us guide the discussion and move it along. So the first thing that I'm going to talk about are the four parenting styles, and so they are authoritarian, authoritative, permissive, and neglectful. So let's dive into what each of those styles is, are, whatever. Okay, guys, just bear with me because I cannot speak. I'm so hungry and so thirsty. Oh my God. Okay, so authoritative parenting is often considered the ideal style because it's a combination of warmth and flexibility while still making it clear that the parents are in charge. Parents who are authoritative, their kids know what is expected of them. And so they explain reasons for the rules and the consequences for breaking them. I'm not gonna read through every single little, you know, thing here within this article here. It is called The Four Types of Parenting Styles, What Style is Right for You? And it was published in May of 2023 by Candace Nelson of the Mayo Clinic Press. I think I'm saying that right. But essentially, that's the first style of parenting, authoritative. And I think really what this one is getting at is like, I ain't your best friend, but I'm not your enemy either. So parents who have a healthy balance of discipline, but also nurture and love and support for their children would be classified under this style. So it says here, what is an example of authoritative parenting style? One place where parenting style shows is at mealtimes. Authoritative parents have more family meals where the parent models eating behavior rather than imposing strict restrictions. The parents will include the children in meal preparation, and perhaps the child will choose what's for dinner one night a week or choose the side dish. So it's really about incorporating your child into the mealtime activity, the whole dinner time, you know, ceremony. I think you can extrapolate this to other areas of parenting, right? Where it's like you value your kid's opinion, you ask what they would like, you don't just run with it, right? Like this example is saying, maybe they will choose what's for dinner one night a week, or they might pick a side dish for the dinner that you're already planning on making. So it's not that you're giving the kid free rein to do whatever they want to do, but you are incorporating them as part of the process, which makes them feel more included. Now, the next one that we have is permissive parenting style. And I think this is where parents are the children's best friends, and parents pride themselves on this. So it says, these parents are warm and nurturing with open communication. They are actively involved in their child's emotional well-being. They also have low expectations and use discipline sparingly. So this is, I think a lot of people, one thing that I'm going to tie this all up together into a bow that sentence was so messed up. One thing that I'm going to try to do is wrap this whole, whatever how many part series that I do into a nice little package and bow it up, is that permissive parenting style, I think, is becoming almost synonymous with gentle parenting, and I don't think they're the same thing. So we'll dive into that in a later episode. But permissive parenting style, the examples that it gives here is that permissive parents might have lax rules. They allow the children to choose what they want, even if that means the parents make a special meal. This could lead to picky eating and unhealthy diet choices. Permissive parenting is associated with lower fruit and vegetable intake. It may also result in inexperience in trying new things or going with the flow, and difficulty in social settings involving food. So I think this article, Mayo Clinic, is this a food? This is a food page, isn't it? Oh my God. That's why it's giving all these food examples, but that makes sense. So permissive parenting, definitely just letting the kids run the show. Like, you sit in the back seat and let the kids do whatever they want to do. It's not a surprise to me that this would result in lower fruit and vegetable intake. I think everybody knows that kids don't always know what's best for themselves, but as a parent, it's your job to step in. So this isn't necessarily saying that permissive parenting style is bad, but I think one thing we're gonna probably unravel as we go through these is that no one style is right all the time with every single child. So I'm assuming there's a combination of things here that will end up having to happen to get the right mix. The next one is authoritarian parenting style. So very different from authoritative. This is authoritarian. So think dictatorship. They use strict rules, high standards, and punishment to regulate the child's behavior. Authoritarian parents have high expectations and are not flexible on them. The child may not even know a rule is in place until they're punished for breaking it. Oh, that makes me so sad. How are you gonna know that you're gonna get in trouble if you're doing something that you don't know you're not supposed to be doing? Oh my God, that's not good. Children of authoritarian parents are good at following instructions and behave well. However, these children might grow up with the fear of punishment and lack experience making their own decisions. I feel triggered. Do you feel triggered? I know that this, so you probably have already guessed where I'm going with this. I'm starting with the parenting styles just so we see the different types of parenting styles, but what I'm really gonna be getting at in a second here is that this is probably the parenting style that a lot of us were raised under, especially if you're from an immigrant community. Like, I'm getting triggered just reading this because it says, as a result of growing up with fear of punishment and lacking experience making their own decisions, as a result, some might become aggressively rebellious, lack social skills, or have difficulty making sound decisions on their own. Not even surprised. Nothing here surprises me. And then going back to the mealtime example, authoritarian parents might enforce rules such as the children eat the same meal as everybody else or finish everything on their plate. However, the family is unlikely to discuss why they eat certain foods or how they fit into their culture or affects the child's health. So basically, authoritarian parents just tell you to do something without explaining why you need to do it. They don't give you much of a choice. They have high expectations and they punish you for every little mistake that you make. All right, moving on to the neglectful. Neglectful parents fulfill the child's basic needs, but they pay little attention to the child. These parents tend to offer minimal nurturing and have few expectations or limitations for the children. I'm reading this all wrong, just so you know. If you happen to click on one of these links and you go back, you're like, she was reading this all wrong. I'm making all types of mistakes. But it says, it's not always a conscious choice parents make, but can be forced by circumstance such as the need to work late shifts, single parenting, mental health concerns, or overall family troubles. Back to the mealtime example, parents who are not involved. I literally just am not reading these things right. Parents who are uninvolved might not buy groceries or meal plan consistently. That could leave the child concerned about what they will eat, when they will eat next. It could lead them to become preoccupied with food. Children who have neglectful parents often overeat when food is available and might become overweight, but these children often have an easier time leaving home when it's time. Okay, I'm not gonna go through the rest of the, because it talks about setting limits and which parenting style is encouraged. Like I mentioned, I don't think that one style will fit for every single scenario for every single child. So now that we have a bit of an understanding of the different types of parenting styles, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Today, what I want to do is lay the groundwork for this authoritarian style parenting that a lot of us have experienced when it comes to being raised by our parents here in the West. So I can't speak for people back home because I came to the US when I was 8, so I don't remember enough being raised back home. I remember more being raised here, so that's what I'm going to talk about. And I think a lot of us will resonate with that, or that will resonate with a lot of us. And so, okay, getting into the topic of how we were raised and how that has manifested into adulthood. So going back to the authoritarian style, I am going to be very biased here and just focus on that. I think there are some Senegalese parents who are authoritative, some are permissive, some are neglectful. Most of us, I will say, I'm gonna wager that a lot of us have authoritarian parents, and to no fault of their own, but I would love to know if you guys could drop down in the comments or maybe send me a DM if you listen to this episode. What type of parenting style were you raised under? Do you think or do you agree with the statement that a lot of us were raised under authoritarian style? Maybe authoritarian and authoritative, a good mix of those two, but many of us can probably resonate with the fact that our parents have high standards, strict rules, and they punish us if we did not do what they wanted us to do. So let's dissect that. What does that look like, and how does that impact who you are as an adult today, especially around the notion of not being able to make your own decisions? So where do I begin? I want to start with what it means to be a parent. And I am relatively new to this. I have a 15-month-old, so I have not been in the game long at all. But I do think that there's a lot that I have learned in a short amount of time when I combine my experience as a child who was raised by parents and now as a parent who is raising a child. So I think that I have a cumulative like 31 years of experience that I can speak on. And what I have concluded is that in order to be a good parent, and of course that is subjective, and I don't know why I keep hitting this mic, that is subjective, right? Good parents. Some people were raised under neglectful parenting styles and they have nothing negative to say about their parents. Some people were raised under permissive parenting styles and they hate their parents because they wish that they were more strict on them. So good is relative. It is subjective. But in terms of feeling loved, supported, and encouraged to be a high-functioning member of society, I think authoritarian parenting styles can be very heavily scrutinized. And the reason I say that is because of this notion specifically of not being able to make your own decisions. I think authoritarian parenting styles keep you at a very young age for a very long time. And we know this in our culture where it's like, no matter how old you are, you still have a khalifa. No matter how old you are, you still owe your parents a certain part of your decision making, right? You can never truly make a decision on your own without consulting your parents. I think that can resonate with a lot of us. And so this authoritarian parenting style, it really troubles me because it's something that I don't want to fall into the trap of not explaining to my child why I want to do something or why I think they should do something. I want to make sure that I have a symbiotic relationship with my child where I can explain to them things, they can come to me, and we're not going to be best friends. Like the permissive style, where you're your child's best friend. No, at the end of the day, it is your responsibility to parent. And parenting is not easy. Your kids are not always going to agree with the things that you want them to do or the path that you want them to take. But that's like a small portion of the bigger picture here, which is as a parent, I believe it's your job to guide your children, to teach your children, to instill in them values and inculcate them with a moral compass that they can then go off and live a life of their own with or without you. And that part is so important. I think a lot of authoritarian parents operate under the assumption that they're always going to be around to give directions, to punish, to reprimand. And that's not always going to be the case. If you want to produce a high functioning, productive member of society, you have to accept first and foremost that you could not make it to see that. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you believe in that deep down in your heart that you're going to be there every step of the way for your child, that's what's going to lead you to hold on and feel like you can't let go. But if you are reasonable, and I mean that with no disrespect, but a reasonable human being will know, okay, I should strive to help my child live without me as early as possible, right? Of course not. We're not talking 5, 6 years old. Like, guys, this is a nuanced conversation. I don't want people taking what I'm saying and running with it and thinking that, no, at the age of 13, you should be able to go make your own decisions. No. What I'm saying is, as your child is growing and they're progressing through life and their brain is developing and their capacity and their competency is growing, that you can relinquish some of that control and allow them to make more decisions. And what you would like to do, I think, is inculcate in them values that they can use to make sound decisions later on in life, versus thinking that you have to have a say in every single decision. You have to agree with every single decision. If they don't, you're gonna disown them. You're gonna ban them forever. Like, no, I think we need to frame it in a way that is like empowering, encouraging, and also an homage to ourselves, where we can say, wow, I did such a good job that I don't have to think about whether my child's gonna make the right decision or not. This is such a complicated topic, because the parents have to understand and accept that they're not all knowing and all capable. They don't know everything. They can't. Ooh, this is. I need food. Okay, guys, hold on. Let me gather my thoughts, because I'm really onto something here. I'm learning about this myself as I'm talking about it with you guys. Like, that's the beauty in this, is that I don't have all the answers. I'm reading these articles. I'm dissecting it in like live in front of you guys, and I'm learning just as much as I'm trying to impart upon you guys. So, okay. Whew. Our Senegalese parents, they want the best for us. They really want us to be the best. Like, I remember growing up, my mom said, like, would always say, like, every parent wants their child to be better than they were. And like, that's so true. You only want what's best for your child. You only want them to be seen in high regard later on in life. Like, you don't want them to be on the front page of the news for something bad. No, you want them on the front page of the news for something really good. So that definitely is something that I can empathize with. I can sympathize with for all parents around the world. For our parents, I think something that they really, really do, that they really have, excuse me, is a symptom, but also the cause of why they act the way that they do. So something that was really interesting here is, these children might grow up with the fear of punishment and lack of experience making their own decisions. So I think we can sit down and be like, oh, our parents, they really want us to involve them in everything, and they don't want to let us grow up and be adults and make our own decisions. But they themselves are also victims of that from their authoritarian parents. So they have a fear of punishment. They have a fear of how society is going to judge them. They have a fear of how society is going to view them. And they also have trouble making decisions on their own. It's full circle. They are victims of the very same things that they are perpetrators of for their own children. Now, of course, like I mentioned, this is a nuanced discussion. I'm not speaking as a monolith. Like, not all African parents think like this. Not all Senegalese parents act like this. But it definitely is something that I know through various conversations I've had with people. A lot of us go through the same thing, where we never truly feel like we are adults. No matter how old you are, your parents still expect you to check in with them for certain decisions, get their blessing on certain things. Like, think about like the person that you marry, which is arguably the most important decision that you're gonna make in your entire life. How many of us have grappled with like, oh, my mom's not gonna agree with this, my dad's not gonna like this person, oh, I'm this close to marrying this person, and then family comes in and they're like, no, I disagree. If you do it, I'm done with you. Like, how many of us have dealt with that? That is the result of these high expectations, high standards, strict rules, and the punishment to regulate the child's behavior. I think the main issue here is that authoritarian parents, they never truly see their kids as adults. They always see them as that 5-year-old, that 2-year-old, and they can never truly relinquish that control and say, oh, I have taught you enough. I've done my job. Now I can like let go and let you assume the consequences of your own actions, but also trust that I've raised you well enough to make good decisions and embrace when mistakes happen. That's another thing, and I'm starting to ramble because all these things are just like popping off in my head, but like, making mistakes is a part of life. And I think authoritarian parents, they want to protect you so much. They want to prevent you from making mistakes so much that they don't even allow you to live life. They don't allow you to make those decisions and make those mistakes and learn from them, because mistakes, you can definitely make mistakes and learn from them in a way that makes you a better person. But I think they're so scared that fear is like what's holding them back, and they then hold us back. And oh, we got to talk about this, y'all. We have to keep talking about this and dissect it and get into what gentle parenting means, because gentle parenting is not synonymous with permissive parenting. No, it's not synonymous with neglectful parenting. It is trying to strike that balance between wanting what's best for your child, doing the best that you can to raise them, but also trusting them to make their own decisions and their own mistakes, not being afraid of mistakes. I'm not talking mistakes that are going to land you in prison for 50 years. I'm not talking about mistakes that are going to land you in a cemetery somewhere. I'm not talking about mistakes that are going to land you, like, you know, amputated and like just making reckless decisions. No. I'm talking about mistakes that are going to revolutionize. Is that the word? Yeah, I think so. I'm really hungry. Mistakes that are going to revolutionize, I think. The way that you think about life, the way that you go about life. You know, imagine making a mistake of, wow, I went to the wrong school. I learned my lesson and I'm not going to do that anymore. Now I have the experience and the wisdom of what it means to choose the wrong school for whatever that means to you. And when you have kids later on, you can, you know, impart that wisdom upon them. That doesn't mean you force them to go to the right school according to you. It just means you can impart that wisdom and be more of a guidance tool, be more of a resource and provide guidance to your kids so that they know, oh, well, at least my parents are explaining to me why they're saying certain things. Instead of just being like, no, you can't go to that school. Now you're saying, hey, what if you tried this? Oh, you know what? This school, maybe this program isn't as strong as you think. Compare it to this one. See what you think. Like, allow your kids to have some critical thinking skills so that they can feel empowered to make decisions. And I guarantee you, if you do it right, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm praying that I can do it right. And what I'm hoping for is 20 years, 30 years down the line, the effort and the energy and the love and the nurture that I pour into my relationship style with my daughter, with my future kids, inshallah, will be like, I'll get the benefit of that with them reaching out to me for free, like not dodging my calls, wanting to have a relationship with me, wanting to include me in their life. I think if you do this right, then you definitely end up in a situation where it's a win-win. Your child develops a healthy, secure attachment style with you, but you also reap the benefits of having adult children who cherish you, who want you to be a part of their lives, who invite you into their lives, versus just being like, this is my authoritarian mom who bothered me my whole life and basically have pushed me away. And now I don't really want to talk to her unless I absolutely have to. Or this is my authoritarian dad who made my life a living hell. And now I don't really care what he has to say. I'm going to go live my life how I want to. And that's that part about where it says some might become aggressively rebellious. Some kids do not respond well to this authoritarian parenting styles. I see a lot of kids in our community, you know, the parents are thinking that they just are bad, or they went bad, or they're sour, or they don't want to follow the rules. It's like, no, sometimes you push people too far, and they, like, every child needs its own parenting style. You can have 5 kids and need to be a little bit neglectful with one because they're so independent and they kind of just got it, and a little bit more permissive with another because they need a little bit more attention, so you kind of have to show them a little bit more love. Some need a little bit more authoritative because they have a healthy balance between understanding that you're the parent, but also wanting to have a good relationship with you. So like, you can literally have different types of relationships with different types of kids. But I think what happens is if you try to be an authoritarian parent to every single child that you have, if you have that one that just refuses to get in line and act the way that you want them to, when they start acting rebellious, you start saying, oh, they're just bad. When in fact, maybe if you switched up your style a little bit, you would get a little bit more of a better result. Whew, okay, so I have said a lot and I don't even know if it was coherent. I hope it was, but we're gonna delve deeper into this topic. I really, really wanna dissect it. I wanna hear from you guys, based on your experiences, what kind of parenting style do you think you grew up under? How do you think that has impacted you as an adult today? And what are some things, if you are a parent or you want to be a parent in the future, that you want to do differently for your future kids? I really, really think we should be talking about this, guys, because a lot of us, we can semi-recognize the what kind of went right or wrong in our childhood, but now is a time when we have to unlearn certain things so that we don't subconsciously do the same things that was done to us that we did not like. You either do two things. You are raised a certain way and you hate it so much that you become the opposite of it, or you are raised a certain way and you don't even know that you were raised a certain way and you perpetuate the same things with your kids. So like, I think identifying the parenting style that we were raised under is step one. Step two is determining, do we want to do the same thing or do we want to do something different? And then whatever path you choose, depending on the path that you choose, that's how you decide how you're going to move forward. But I think it's important for us to talk about this. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I'm hungry. I'm starting to like see stars all around me. So I'm going to stop talking in just a second here. But I really want to leave you with that message of like, this is a relevant topic for those of us who are becoming parents, those of us who are raising our kids in a way that we want to be different than how we were raised. Not to say how we were raised was bad, but it is what it is, right? So drop down in the comments and let me know what you guys think about this topic. If you are not on YouTube and you are listening to this, get on YouTube. I'm really trying to move everything over there. I definitely will still have the audio podcast, but for me, this is a way for me to express myself and I'm trying to grow my YouTube platform. So I am currently a little bit over 400 followers, which is great because I started this just a couple of months ago. But I'm trying to get to 1,000 followers by the end of the year. So if you're listening to this on the audio podcast version, get on YouTube. Please, please, please subscribe to my channel. Tell a friend about it. Comment down below and let me know what you guys think about this topic. I'm going to be making a multi-part series, like I mentioned. So keep up with the conversation. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss future videos. As always, thank you for listening up until this point. I really appreciate you guys. It is so nice to have this community. This reminds me of when I published the episode on sending money back home, and so many of you guys reached out and was saying like, oh, I'm living through the same thing, and oh, I'm so glad you're talking about this. I wish that more people would be willing to put their faces out there. I know so many of you guys are like, no, I'm shy, I don't want to do that, but it really does make a difference to hear other people talk about this. This is therapeutic for me. This is a learning experience for me as much as it is for you who is listening and reaching out to me. So let's keep the conversation going. Let's build this community and let's talk about all these topics that are so relevant for us who are living here and growing up here and trying to have kids here and make a living here, like all those things. Like there's just so much that we can really delve deeper into when we talk about lifestyle and parenting and motherhood and fatherhood and all those different things. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for commenting, and I will see you in the next video. I'm gonna go and salvage the little energy that I have left, lay down and wait for iftar. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.